People in parts of Waikato and King Country will join the picnic club from midnight with restrictions loosened slightly. Hamilton, Raglan, Waipa, Waitomo and Otorohanga districts will stay at level 3 until at least Monday. But from midnight, they can do things like join other households and other household outside, go hunting, fishing and even scuba diving. Andrew McRae reports.
Of the 74 new community cases today, 6 of them are in Hamilton. It brings the total number of cases in the Waikato King Country lockdown area to 97, with 5 still remaining unlinked.
It's not fully contained yet. We're, for example, some of today's cases are currently in central Hamilton. So we're aware that we're dealing with cases. We want to still give Hamilton and the Waikato their best shot at stamping out the outbreak, and this is the way that we can do that.
COVID Response Minister Chris Hipkins says the cases in the region are mainly confined to people who haven't been part of major exposure events. But he says the outbreak has been hard to stamp out.
As with some of the other groups that we have dealt with, this is a more difficult to contact trace group of cases.
Hamilton's Mayor Paula Southgate says it wasn't the news she wanted to hear, but understands it and says the government's playing a very cautious hand.
The relaxing of some of the restrictions would be welcome. It does mean that more businesses can get into action. It does mean that people who have been lonely in their smaller bubble can now get some support, some social support from friends and family within limits. It means we can enjoy our outdoor space a little bit more in those slightly extended bubbles. And so, that's all good for the social and economic well-being of Hamilton, really.
For John Robertson, who heads the Waitomo district, the easing of restrictions isn't enough for his residents.
We look forward to the announcement now on next Monday night about it. And if we sit in Waitomo, for instance, in our district, we've had no cases of COVID down here. And so, given the impact on business and so on, I think it would be good if we can get through to next Monday without any cases to see some real easing, perhaps back to level 2.
Liz Stolwark is Deputy Mayor of Waipa. She's pleased residents are getting some relief with the lessening of restrictions.
I have seen over the last few days tempers really start to flare and a massive amount of anxiousness just appear in just the last few days, to be honest.
It was busy on the main street of Tawamutu this afternoon as locals picked up the news.
Don't really know what's going on, so just roll with the punches, really. Yeah, like I say, I'm not too worried either way. I'm double vaccinated anyway.
If Auckland can do it, we can do it. And I feel like the only reason that Auckland got to do it is because there were so many people not actually sticking to the rules. And I feel like if that's the only reason, what we should be moving to.
It's gone on for too long and we have so few numbers. I don't know that this has been managed as well as it should be.
I think for people's mental health, that's a really positive thing.
Well, for us personally, it doesn't make much difference because we're a family unit, all living together, I'm working from home.
I think we should just listen to what they're saying, what the experts say, and follow it, because some people just don't do what they're told.
Vaccination rates across the Waikato DHB area now stand at 85% of the eligible population having one dose and 68.2% now fully vaccinated.